Marianne Wolfe is one of the world's foremost experts on reading. A cognitive neuroscientist and scholar of reading, she teaches child development at Tufts University. She's also the author of Proust and the Squid, The Story and Science of the Reading Brain. When we went to her for help figuring out what's happening to reading in America, she told Anne Strainchamps there is some reason to worry.
What they're finding is, unfortunately, that especially our middle school and our teenage adolescents are not reading as much for pleasure as in the past. And by pleasure, we mean books, newspapers, things like that. They are reading online. They are IMing all over the place. But it would appear they're reading less well. And that's what I call deep reading, those deeper comprehension processes, like being able to infer, being able to bring our knowledge to bear on something. Those comprehension processes do appear to be either flattening or declining in our older youth. So that is a great cause of concern.
So you're not just talking about whether they can recognize vocabulary words or not. Mm. It's something more complex than that.
Oh, indeed. It's really what the brain does after it understands a word or it can perceive and decode it. It's all the richness, the texture of what makes us a thinking species. When you read, you're actually invoking quite a complicated circuit in your brain. And the first part is relatively simple. But then when we read fluently, we have what I consider almost miraculous milliseconds in which we bring to bear all that we've read, all that we know about these words, all that we know about the topic. And when we're in this mode of deep reading, we go beyond the text.
Is there a difference, do you think, between reading a screen and reading a printed page? I mean, they're both reading, but does something different happening in the reader's mind?
There is a question that I know in my own life I've answered in the negative, and that is, do I read online in the same way that I read hard copy? And the answer for me is that I am reading for efficiency, for immediacy, for quick access to information. Am I reading at that deeper level? By and large, the answer is no.
Do you think maybe that's because of the kind of content we put on screens at the moment versus the kind of content you go to a book for?
It is in part the content, because if you look at what we're reading, it's often more superficial, things that we can quickly multitask with. That's a piece of it. Another piece, and Nicholas Carr, who wrote a wonderful article called Is Google Making Us Stupid, makes a very important point that often when we, let's say, Google something or look up information, the information we get is actually prioritized by the number of hits it has. There's a real worry that I have that our knowledge base is being sorted by popularity of hit rather than what is an adjudicated source of knowledge.
What about you're a neuroscientist, and you study what actually happens in the brain when we read. From what you know, what's happening when we read a book versus when we read a screen? I mean, do you think, for instance, your and my children, who are growing up in a completely digital world, will have brains fundamentally different somehow than ours?
I really feel that's one of the most important questions that all of us with children should be asking. The brain is plastic. We can only read because the brain is plastic. But what that also means is, for me, reader beware. We can learn to read in very superficial ways. We can have a group of children who are the best information gatherers, the best multitaskers when they read. But are they learning in their formation processes to go after the gold of reading? And that is a comprehension that is so deep and so multi-layered and full of the capacity to build new thoughts. Deep reading is another way of saying deep thinking, is another way of saying deep virtue. Because when we reflect upon something, we are really making judgments a great deal of the time. And I worry about this entire young digital generation being so, in some ways, superficially smart and having access to all this knowledge, but not developing the tools for wisdom. We must discuss this.
I don't think there's a parent who doesn't worry about some of this, but I took some hope from reading your book and discovering that many of the same questions that parents are asking themselves, that people have been asking for centuries. Socrates, for instance, the great Greek philosopher, you have a fascinating discussion about his concerns at the birth of print culture, that print culture would ruin thinking.
Socrates didn't want us to read. He thought that youth would become deluded by the seeming permanence of print to believe they'd found the truth when they'd only just begun. Well, what he was saying, I think, can also be a cautionary tale for us as we look at Google. Look at our kids. And I don't know about yours, but mine are older, and they're saying when they finish an essay, and I say, "Are you finished?" And they'll say, "Oh, yes, I Googled it. I know it all." Well, they don't know it all, and it worries me that they think they do. And so what Socrates was worried about was the short-circuiting of the process of going after the essence of truth of something and not being content with superficial knowledge. Well, here we are with a technology that gives us access to knowledge the likes of which Socrates could never have imagined. This is an unbelievable moment. It is a fantastic moment. But how we approach, how we deal with that knowledge demands the highest thought, our highest thinking. And I'm not sure we're giving it.
Marianne Wolfe directs the Center for Reading and Language Research at Tufts University. Her book on the science of reading, called Proust and the Squid, is just out in paper. Wolfe spoke with Anne Strangechamps.